said, no, we got the game going. We got the game going.
Bucks open tonight. Go ahead, Bobby. Connaughton again.
Yeah. It is crazy. When do y'all think it's going to get normal for us to see Dame in a Bucks uniform?
Probably
end of the season.
In the season.
it's still going to be weird, bro. Like, no matter what. Season. Like, I'm looking now, like, dog, zero.
Hey, low-key, number zero for the Bucks is still DiVincenzo to me, dog. It hasn't sat for me yet.
Like, Dame Lillard is a fucking buck, bro. That's crazy.
Just look like a 2K roster.
It does. It's definitely on some random. And it makes me mad that my 2K character is on the Bucks and I don't have Dame on the team.
Me too. I was like, bro.
It makes me mad, man. It makes me so mad.
That's crazy.
It makes me want to make a new player, but my dude's already a 96. I'm not trying to do all that.
What do you think they told James Harden when they denied him? How do you think they denied his?
Hey, yo, big dog.
Hey, yo, big dog.
Hey, you with the beard. Hey, you with the beard.
It was a whole bunch of my guys. Hey, hey, yo, big dog. Hey, yo, LeBron now. He turned around like, who are they talking to?
Yeah, you. Bro. Like, hey, that's just wild, bro.
You know he turned around and flopped, right?
For real. bro with the nappy beard.
Flopping on the denial is crazy, G.
He waited on his free throws, man.
He probably didn't care. Nigga just flew right back to Houston. Like, all right.
Yeah, even,
cool. I don't play anywhere.
Right, because he clearly don't want to play.
Yeah, he don't.
He
nah.
clearly don't. And that's crazy because it's like, I do believe him that, you know, bro lied to him. But I'm just like, yo, you going at it the wrong way.
It's funny though, but like, imagine like they told him like he couldn't get on the plane, but he still had to get to Milwaukee. He just now landed in Chicago. He just got here. Like,
he figured out a way to get to Chicago and took the train. He took the train from Chicago.
He go walk in the fourth quarter and shit. Like, where the fuck you been? I took the train.
Who you think is the first person he called?
Lil Baby. You know, called Lil Baby.
Probably, yeah.
Lil Baby, I can't believe this shit.
Bro, let me tell you what happened here, man.
I can't believe they did this shit to me. You won't believe
what's going on. I'll say, man.
He randomly called like KD or some shit. Like, hey, man, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
Or he didn't have his phone. He was telling other people to call Lil Baby. Like, hey, man, call Lil Baby.
My phone died.
Lil Baby. Like, what does he got to do with this, man? He can't get on the plane. Like, no.
Like, damn, James, you just that bad. Huh?
Right.
It's all bad.
No, call Lil Baby right now. He is not gonna like this.
That's just that whole situation is messy, man.
Can you imagine? Yeah. He just, James. Like, just. Like,
but they eventually was gonna start trying to show like give cats like the business on that kind of situation because everybody been forcing their way out of these teams. Contracts don't mean shit no more.
Nah.
Like niggas just wake up and be like, all right, I'm done here. Like, bro, no, you have a contract.
they lose one game too many and they be like, all right, on to the next
one. For real. Yeah. Don't get the ball one time, demand a trade. Like, bro. He ain't see you. Like, it's all right, bro. Like, let this shit happen. Just wait a second.
Like, bro, it's not our fault you went 15 of 45 last night.
Right.
But it's like a slap in the face for, like, how James Harden left Houston, the fact that he want to go back. And it's just like, bro, did you not remember, like, how it happened? Like, how you left? Like, he left, like, in a horrible way.
Bro, James Harden, he's in his own world.
How many teams has he bet on since Oklahoma?
Four? Let's see. Houston, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Philly.
So three.
Wasn't he on somebody else? I thought he was on another team besides them, too.
It was just them three.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
OKC, Houston, Brooklyn, and now Philly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so four in total, but
he's trying to get back.
It just seems like every year he's on a new team.
Well, I mean, shit, he was trying to.
He's got that fucking.
He was trying to get to the Clippers.
He's got that George Hill, Jeff Teague shit going on now.
There it is right there.
The exercise.
Oh, yeah, okay, there it is, yep.
Cause Daryl Morey. All that they running down the timeline.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Missed entire preseason.
Well,
hanging out with a little baby and shit.
Bro.
Doing bro dates.
He wild.
Right. But hey, man, welcome to the first edition of Off the Clock Sports Podcast,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The running slogan that we have right now is where the games end and begin.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We're rocking with that. But as always, man, I'm your host, Young Deuces. And with me, man, I got my brother in arms, man, the one and only Bergie Streets.
Slush God.
And Jake Exclusive from the NWO Podcast,
Yeah.
Mr. Exclusive.
Yeah, and this is a Believe Podcast exclusive, man. I'm excited, man. Shout out to them for linking up with us, man.
Definitely.
Partnering up with us.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I'm excited for this because we just talk sports shit no matter what on the timeline.
For real. Just do it for no reason. Do it with a reason.
Right. Multiple people have told me, like, bro, I don't even watch the game. I just look at what Bergie be saying.
Bro. I be talking shit. I want people to get mad at me.
Yeah. I told you. That's my main aim. me and him have never, like, we didn't meet up in person until, what, like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
But we've known each other for what, like 3-4 years now? Yeah, just constantly talking shit on Twitter. And that damn Packers versus Bears Facebook group, bro.
Oh, man, yeah.
Bro, them dudes used to go in, bro. They used to be mad as a bitch at us, bro.
What a time, what a time.
I learned, like, on Twitter, when especially, you know, saying the Bucks playoff run, like, I become the biggest troll. I be atting every, like, everybody who say, yeah, the Bucks about to lose. Soon as they win, I'm atting everybody. real petty.
I will say, there was a lot of entertaining Twitter follows during the Bucks title run. But y'all two were probably top two.
Yeah.
Every win, you had the fucking Shaq with the antlers, bro. Every fucking win. Bro,
big,
I swear.
Big antlers, man.
It was just big antler season.
Which is hilarious. Like I said, we're going to put it on the screen. But the fact that image, especially if you're from Milwaukee or Chicago, like, that is the wildest image ever that people thought
Shaq
that was.
Did it on national TV like it was for real.
Talk about that's the antlers. Like, bro, those are not antlers.
Not antlers.
Those are not antlers, bro.
Not antlers, bro.
Shaq, if you don't sit down.
But yeah, man, I mean, I want to, since we're talking about the Bucks and we're watching the Bucks, the one thing that, like, it seems like the media world is so upset at Giannis signing this extension.
Facts.
And it makes no sense because it's like, I mean, like, we used to reward loyalty. And now everybody's like, oh, it makes no sense why he was signing. And it's like, bro, he said from the get-go that he doesn't like all the will he, won't he. He doesn't like that stuff like that. And, like, that's just crazy to me, bro.
What people don't understand is, like, Giannis is a dude who became a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of players, they come into the league with that aura on him already. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had this whole thing about him, like, I'm a star player. And he came in, he literally got where he is out the mud.
You know what I'm saying?
So the way that he look at shit is going to be different than how other players view, even how they are looked at as a player. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Giannis, he about his money, like he said. Like, nah, hey, I want the check now. Like, let's not get confused. Like, I want the money. But he's comfortable. His family's comfortable. Like, the Bucks is going above and beyond for him. Like, they signed his brothers, bro. Like, his mom probably is a player on the damn Bucks. Bro. Like, the Bucks ain't playing. They signing everybody. His uncle worked for the Pfizer and shit. Like, all kinds of shit. Like, nah, they gonna keep him happy, bro.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? When you got a top two player in the league, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah,
especially
always,
in a small market team. You
for
gotta
real,
do everything.
Always. And that's another thing. Like, they just don't want to see the small market teams thrive. And that's really what the agenda is, that I don't like the ESPN or just, like, sports media in general does as far as, like, with NBA teams. I feel like when a person becomes a star, it's almost like they start the clock to where the player leaves and go team up with another star and shit. It's like, why don't, you know, I remember they were trying to steal Michael Redd from us. Like, bro, Michael Redd, bro? Like, are you serious? Like, man.
But, like, this is where I'm confused by sports media, right? Because when Giannis was, like, on his kind of, like, his podcast or interview run, right?
Yeah.
The one thing he was saying, he was like, look, I mean, of course I want to win, right? Yeah. Now, he didn't say he want to leave, but he said, I want to win. And if it ever becomes a situation where I can't win here, then, all right, you know what I'm saying? I may start looking into other options. So the Bucks, they went out and they said, okay, and they gave him somebody to win with.
Yep.
So I'm like, how does this situation doesn't make sense? You have your star player saying what he wants.
Yeah.
You have an organization giving the player what he wants, and also giving him significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Why does this not make sense to the sports media?
Yeah. And Giannis is smart too. Like, if you really think about what he did during the summer, he really lit a fire underneath the Bucks' ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, his brother went in, like, and had conversations with the Knicks.
Yep.
We all knew goddamn. Like, nobody wants to go straight to the Knicks, bro. And then, like, the fact that the Knicks is so fucking thirsty, because why are y'all going for Thanasis? Like, come on, bro. Like, let's be serious. Like, they really tried to get in the Giannis, like, what? Shut up, man. Like, they tried to get in the Giannis lottery pick and shit. Like, oh, he's talking to a New York beat writer. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Giannis ain't coming to the Knicks.
Bro, the Knicks have literally every, we talked about it in the group chat, the Knicks and the Heat, they wrote every player in the league, there's a mock-up of them.
I just
going
seen a
mock-up
of Bone.
Yeah.
How you got a mock-up of Jordan in a Knicks uniform in 2023? Like, them and the Heat, bro, was some of the most delusional.
I mean, let's be real. If Giannis is going to go anywhere to lead the Bucks, it was going to be, like, somewhere in California, L.A., the Lakers, probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it would probably be the Lakers after LeBron retires.
I would think a Western Conference team for sure.
If he goes down to Miami, he's going to get in trouble.
I don't even think Giannis like all the big glitz and glamour. Look at the stuff that he gets excited about.
Yeah.
Dunking Oreos. He just had a bratwurst.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like, I get it. Like, I get it, you know, A lot of people, they go for, oh, the big city and the more opportunities. And Giannis, he looks like he just want to play basketball, make money for his family.
Giannis, I'll say, bro, Giannis comes to the United States to hoop during the season. He takes his ass back to Greece when the season's over. Like,
yep.
And people got to remember that. The foreign players are different. Look at Jokic. Jokic won the championship.
Bro, yep. Jokic said he didn't dribble a basketball for 3 months. Bro. Yeah.
The happiest I seen him all off season was hit with him and his horses.
Yeah.
And then what did he? And then what did he do night one? Triple-double.
Muscle memory.
So you know what I'm saying? The overseas players that come over, they're different. Their mindset is different. It's not that I want to be in the club and do all this and or I want to be where Hollywood is at and stuff like that. Some of them, they look at, okay, I'm in the league, that's the win. So now I can do all the stuff that I want to do.
That's how you end up as James Harden.
They look at it as really like it's their fucking job too.
Yeah.
Like if you really, and I think that's why it's almost like an attack on like the foreign players. Like they don't really, when a foreign player is really good, it's like they kind of like scale back on giving them props for it and shit. Like it's like, nah, like Joker is one of them.
Yeah.
Giannis is one of them. And Embiid is one of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it take longer for them to get in a conversation, it seems like.
I think it's just hard for people to accept the fact that four of the top five players in the NBA are international.
Are foreign players. Right. Yeah.
But I think they also want the circus. Because you gotta think, outside of like sports media is ran by what the Warriors is doing, what the Lakers is doing, what the Clippers is doing, what Philly is, Celtics is doing. So when a small market team
in that conversation,
they're looking for, okay, well, we need at least something spicy.
Yeah, we need something.
If we don't got the will they want, then they're like, okay, well, Giannis is playing good. Well, like,
Giannis is interested in going to the Celtics. Shut the fuck up, bro. No, he's not, bro. Like, Giannis ain't never saying that.
Oh, man.
Giannis is interested in playing.
And the only connection they have with that is because Malcolm Brogdon was there. Like, bro, that shit was 6 years ago.
Yeah, bro. That'd be wild.
Like, man, so it's like, it seems like if you're a small market team, because even it's just like how they're reporting it, you would think you would reward this and be like, all right, well, this small market team's going to go. And all they're saying is like, yeah, but, you know, the NBA is not built for small market teams to win like that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, why not?
Then why have a small market team in the NBA?
Right. For real. Like, why are we here? We just here to, like, the cloud up space and shit. Like that's what the small market.
I mean, that'd be the funniest shit. That's why I always root for the small market teams, regardless of the sport. Because it's like, bro, just go ahead and just do y'all.
Mm-hmm. On my life, for real.
Yeah. I really hate how they treat that. But you know, we started off with the cold open talking about James Harden.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, the Bucks is playing Philly. Yeah, again, Harden got reported. He got he couldn't get on the plane.
Hey,
they stopped
him.
Hey, big dog.
Hey, big dog, come here. LeBron.
What is your thoughts on this whole James Harden situation?
Okay, James Harden is just, he's trying to do what he's kind of like used to doing, which is kind of like bully his way out of teams. And I think owners, I'm sure they all didn't talk like, hey man, this shit stops here. like you ain't the James Harden from Houston. You the James Harden from, you know what I'm saying, came in. You had a little weight on you in Brooklyn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a different James Harden. So they ain't respecting him like who he's supposed to be or who he is to the NBA. I think that he's kind of looking at himself as more valuable than I think that teams are really looking at him as.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In his head, he might be cracking like all the volume through the roof. Who not gonna sign James Harden?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He's like, still got MVP James Harden in his head. Yeah.
Little do we know, they like, bro, you a cancer. You only play when you want to play. Yeah. Like, you don't like passing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it don't work with Embiid, I'm sure teams is looking like it's not gonna work anywhere else.
It didn't work with KD. It didn't work with Embiid. It didn't work with KD again. Who else?
I'll say, because if you look at it, all the success James Harden has ever had is the situation he always brings himself out of. He needs to be on a team where the team is built around him.
He built a perfect
run team for his type of play, and he asked to be out because they didn't win. Because it's like, bro,
he should have never left Houston.
No, it was perfect. But him and D'Antoni were perfect together. That 7-second offense was great.
So what do you think this does for his legacy? Like, is this right?
I think
he's still one of the coldest players to ever play.
He is. He's top five as far as scores. NBA
he's one of those dudes
sure.
who's gonna have, every time you think of him, you're gonna think of the step back, the beard, the walking, but like just a bucket. But you're also gonna realize the cancer that he is to whatever team he's always been on.
Yeah. I think that whole Brooklyn Nets move and how it played out is gonna tarnish everybody involved as far as like stars, and even with Steve Nash, like his whole situation, KD, Kyrie. Like if you really think about that Brooklyn Net run, think about it and just like really assess it, like how everybody came out. everybody is tarnished in a way. Yeah. Who was on that team? Like everything kind of stepped like multiple steps back for everybody.
It did.
People don't look at Kyrie the same way. People don't look at KD the same way. Nope. They don't look at James Harden the same way. Steve Nash probably will never coach again in the NBA. Nah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just different for everybody, dog.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. So what's the best situation for James? Because you know he can't stay on Philly.
Facts.
There's no way that he can stay
it's
there.
It's done there. He don't want to be there anyway.
Yeah.
So.
And Clippers they said nah, we good.
Yeah. So it's like now, who wants to trade for him? Because it's like who wants to give up pieces?
He's gonna end up being in a situation where I feel like I'm not gonna say he's gonna be a vet minimal. Like it's not gonna fall down there.
Nah, he's still make 20 million a year.
It's gonna take a lot of humbling.
Yeah.
For him to go to a contender because that's where he want to go. He want to play for a place where he feel like he can win a ring. But my thing is where you needed to be, which is Philly. Yeah. He should have made that work, and for whatever reason, it's not working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like work. I mean, Clippers, if they want to make it happen, but from what we hearing. They not interested. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't fault them because, I mean, the Clippers are already having issues, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Playoff P is not working out with him and Kawhi. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right? So you want to throw another cancer in there?
If there's ever a situation where there's a random buyout of his contract and he ends up a free agent.
Yeah. Somebody gonna grab him.
I wouldn't hate the Bucks trying to go get him if Giannis.
Keep him away from my team.
I'm just saying.
Keep him away.
I'm just saying. If he could swallow some humble pie and understand the idea of it ain't all about him, because he ain't gonna come in and take Giannis's spot.
He don't like Giannis.
He's not gonna play Giannis.
Don't really like him.
I was just thinking about the idea of putting another shooter around Giannis, low key.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think. See, that's the thing. I don't believe that there's a contender out. Like I said, Philly was the contender that needed him.
Yeah.
I don't think there's another contender that can utilize.
He can go somewhere. He can go somewhere and be effective. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, like, if they threw their hat in the ring, like a team like Denver, you know what I'm saying? If he can make it to Denver, I would look at that away. Like, oh,
Jokic,
shit.
Jokic might beat his ass,
if he get bought out.
Okay, yeah, so that's
if you know what I'm
saying?
Out,
because
yeah.
I'm saying, there's, but
you, that's a lot of goddamn money. But if he get bought out, like, who's to say?
Would you spend that money on him?
If I'm Denver and we don't have shit else to lose, I would go to Joker. Like, what would you be okay with this? Because you got to make sure your star player is okay. If your star player okay and he with it, you know what I'm saying? Cool.
But seeing how they was on opening night, do they need him?
No contender right now
needs him.
Really need him like that. Well, maybe a Miami, they thirsty, so they'll take him.
They didn't get Dame, so.
Miami will take him. Right now.
Him and Jimmy Butler might legit fight, for real.
Tyler Hero is ready to go. They got Tyler Hero on the block silently, just
been on the block since, like, middle of last year.
For real.
You know, I know Jimmy's our op, but I do like some of the stuff that he be saying. Like, how he's like, yo, ain't nobody about to pick us. I mean, I don't like y'all niggas anyways. I was like, hey, I kind of fuck with that, dog.
Yeah. I've always respected Jimmy Butler. I hate the way he played against the Bucks last year.
I knew he was our op, but it was
he opped out. I don't fuck with that nigga at all.
Like I said, there's two ops that I'm like, all right, like, I respect them, but, like, I really don't, because they are ops. It's him and fucking Jason Tatum. Because Jason Tatum is too fucking good. Yeah, like, I be watching him. I'm like, no, why is this nigga so good?
He be quietly busting the Bucks' ass. He be pissing me off.
I'm like, bro, why are you so good at the game of basketball?
Him and fucking Al Horford. It's like he just go like in a prime Al Horford when he plays, bro. Like, I hate it, bro. He be trash all season. This nigga play the Bucks.
Shane Battier all over again. Remember when Shane Battier was cooking on Miami? And I was like, why is he cooking on Miami, dog? I hated Shane Battier. The same thing I feel about Al Horford, dog.
I hate it, bro. And then, like, they be calling him, like, a Giannis stopper. I hate that shit. Like, bro, he is not a Giannis stopper, bro. Shut the fuck up,
I think,
bro.
That's a new thing. Because, like, okay, like I said, you know, listen here. Everybody knows. If you know me, man, I'm an on-court LeBron hater. But there's certain moments that I'm like, y'all got to relax. Calling Dylan Brooks the LeBron stopper, we got to relax.
Nah, I'm with it. Let's go. Let's go, DB. I'm with it. Let's go, DB. Get him. Get him, boys. I'm with it. Yes. That 3 mean a lot, nigga.
That was like that.
That 3 mean a lot, nigga.
That man, that was like that. That was like that playoff run LeBron had where Iguodala won finals MVP and LeBron did bust his ass every game. But
hey,
that's
too much on Iguodala, though. I'll fuck with Iguodala heavy.
No, I fuck with him too, but you know LeBron was giving him the work that whole series, but they happened to win that series. That's the only reason.
But sticking with the NBA, man, they announced, man, they're going back to that East versus West All-Star format.
I love it. Yep. I love it.
Yeah, I'm here for it,
bro, this shit was such a show that nobody paid attention to. Yeah. That draft shit. Yeah. I mean, it was just...
Yeah. It was exciting for like the first two, but after a while, it was like.
I kind of fucked with it, the first iteration. I'm like, this is cool, but it's also like.
It gave you that old school backyard feel.
Yeah, but it's like.
Do we need that though?
I'm like, just do East versus West. Facts. That shit is just my childhood. That shit is classic.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Are they still doing the point system the way they did it?
From what I've seen, Dish says no.
So good. I actually kind of like that low key.
I do too.
That was just the Kobe tribute. Yeah. I fucked with that low key. The first team to 24 or whatever. I like that.
Do you now the one thing you want them to have the same jerseys or go back to wearing their own jerseys? That's been the debate. People were saying that they missed it when they were wearing their own jerseys.
I say the all-star team jerseys, bro. Yeah. Like
I don't hate the all-star jerseys.
But they need a new designer. Specific, like, they need whoever's doing them,
but they all-star jerseys bro, be whack.
Whoever doing the all-star jerseys for the last couple years, they've been on bullshit.
I feel like all-star game jerseys and no matter the sport. Trash.
Especially that year where they all look like Pacer jerseys. Well, I think it was the Giannis team, it was yellow and blue.
Hey, it was horrible. It was horrible. But they need to do something to restructure the All-Star weekend. The past two All-Star weekends, maybe even the past three, it hasn't been the event like it normally used to be.
Because the Stars don't participate.
And that's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. They gotta do something to make the Stars participate. They gotta offer these cats more money or something, bro. Like,
I mean, I don't think I can name the last five dunk contest winners, because I know Pat Connaughton participated in one.
What's old boy name? McClung? He won last year.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's right. But he wasn't even in the league. He's on the G League team.
He only gets signed when the dunk contest time. Yeah. Because he went on the team when
but
he
it was
won.
Like, wasn't it the same thing? Because Derrick Jones Jr. was in it the one year, but he didn't win. But he was like, they signed him the day before just so he could be in the dunk contest.
And that lets you know where we are. Like, when they sign the people from the G League to be in the dunk contest, bro, like, come on, bro. Hey, none of y'all other y'all niggas who known for dunking, like LeBron, bro, he should have been in the dunk contest. Like, come on, bro. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, he should have been in the dunk
contest. At this point, we're not even expecting him to do anything spectacular. We just, like, bro, you got all this hops and strength for no reason. Like, do something.
He'll turn it up.
Yeah, just do
LeBron
something.
LeBron in the dunk contest, if he come out and be like, I'm in the dunk contest, it's going to make all the other people who do that shit, I feel like that's why the stars stopped doing it
because LeBron wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Damn near, like, all right, dude ain't, he ain't worried about it, I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, because like I say, you know, it used to be a thing. That used to be a badge of honor to be in that dunk contest and win it. And
also, I feel like the dudes in the NBA now don't, because, like, Vince Carter and, like, Jason Richardson, them dunks that they were doing in the dunk contest, they were doing them shits in the game. Yeah. Facts. People don't do that shit in the game no more.
Right now, it's more so just height and strength.
Like, it's like John Morant just be jumping.
Yeah, but it's
John too. If John was in the dunk contest, that'd have turned up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because like who would you say is the best dunker in the game right now? Like in game dunker,
Ja. I'm gonna say Ja.
Probably
Ja.
I'm gonna say Ja Morant.
Is he also the most creative?
No, I wouldn't say most creative. He just jumps from spots you don't think he's gonna jump from. And next thing you know, he dunking. Because
like you know, like at that time, like when Blake Griffin was like. He was like the top dunker, but like J.R. Smith and them niggas was doing, and Amon, they was doing like the most creative shit, you know? And it's like, we're not seeing a lot of windmills, 360. Like, we're not seeing a lot of crazy creative stuff.
Aaron Gordon was going crazy,
Aaron Gordon was going crazy.
Zach LaVine don't even dunk like that in the game. Yeah. He just does little fast shit now because he just worries about getting his shots up now. Yeah.
So, but speaking of the East and West format, you know, let's... it's going back to traditional East versus West.
Yeah.
So giving a grade and also predicting right now with this, the way that the makeup is, who do you think is going to win? Like, who are you running with? Who has the better conference right now, East or West?
I say the East.
I'm leaning toward the East, but as I kind of think about it a little more, man, the West made a lot of good moves.
I'm looking
at Phoenix.
Phoenix is solid.
I'm looking at Denver.
Denver's solid.
LA is still LA.
I watched Utah last night. That was fun to watch.
You know what I'm saying? Utah is a really good team.
Bro.
Sacramento is a really good team. Yeah.
Bro, I forgot about Sacramento.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the West seems a little more heavier than the East, but
our whole lives, the West been better.
It was times where the East was unfuckable, though. Like, but right now, I'm leaning toward the West.
Like I said, East, you know, we got Bucks, Celtics, Miami.
Yep.
We got Philly. We got...
I feel like it's such a huge drop-off, though.
Yeah.
I feel like the rest of the teams in the East are kind of like young and...
Chicago.
Julius Randle.
I do like the Knicks.
The Knicks.
I do like the Knicks.
Did hate this.
I mean, the Knicks is good. I'm one of those people who keep it real. The Knicks
you
is
know
fucking
what?
Good.
I will say there are certain teams when they're good, it makes the sport better, and the Knicks are one of those
when
teams.
When the Knicks are a decent team, the NBA definitely is cracking a little harder. Like, let's be honest. When the Knicks are decent, it's fun to watch, bro. Like I liked watching the Knicks playoff series last year. Mm-hmm. I like watching them, bro.
Was that
last year or did I want some money off of you, did?
okay. 3 years ago.
I was a Knicks fan that year. Of course. Spending Knicks money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, shit. I mean, I'm excited to see because, like I said, that East-West, because also thinking about all those rivalries that we have in the East where people was being petty when they was doing, like, the grab bag pick person. Yeah. Like, you could pick. Yeah. Now it's like, well, you have no choice. Giannis is going to have to play with Jimmy.
Yep. Yep.
You know
this
what I'm saying?
Your team is your team. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yep. You know, if James Harden get his shit together and he still stay on the East, there's going to be a situation with James Harden and Giannis and Jimmy. Like, it's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be James Harden, Jimmy, fucking Giannis and Tatum. Four niggas that don't hate each other.
And Dame. And everybody going to be looking at Dame like, oh, so you just went to the Bucks, huh?
For real. Really?
Like, it's gonna be crazy, dog. Yeah. Like, that's definitely gonna be crazy.
Man, I guess the West.
It might be the West, bro. If we think about it, the West is still a little
heavier.
Because
the Lakers aren't nothing to sleep at.
Yeah,
even though I don't know. Every time I think about that,
AD and LeBron is still AD and LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah. But the West is where the West has the one up
and the Warriors
is that they're more cool with each other.
And we need Mitch to go to state. We mentioned them last, like Steph and fucking Clay ain't over there. You know what I'm saying? And they got Chris Paul.
And that's CP.
Bro, that backcourt is
so nasty. But see, that's the thing. They're way more. The West is way more. Like camaraderie, like Steph and LeBron fuck with each other. We know CP3 fuck with LeBron. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? DeAndre Fox over there, he fuck with Steph and it's way more love on the West where they may have a little bit one up on that because it's less beef.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll see. So but like I said, we got to see.
Yeah, I feel like the West is definitely more like, all right, we weak boys, but we finna go at each other
for real.
Yeah. In the East is just a bunch of motherfuckers who really don't like each other.
The East is way more competitive. As way far more as playing against each other.
Yeah, they just be doing whatever.
So I'm excited to see where that goes and in regards to that. So who do you guys think is going to be the breakout player of the season?
As far as how it's looking so far, I'm going to say if we're talking like rookies.
Yeah, start with rookies.
If we're talking rookies, I'm going to say one of the players who I'm really excited to see and I'm kind of keeping my eye on, I'm going to say, of course, I like Scoot a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping an eye on Scoot. But I'm calling my sleeper rookie of the year, I'm going with Chet.
Mm.
I think, you know what I'm saying, he played really good for OKC.
Yeah.
He looked good.
I feel like he fits the role well,
if
too.
If he can stay healthy, you know what I'm saying, OKC.
We ain't going to talk about that Andre Drummond clip, though.
Yeah. They wanted them sleeper teams, young teams. They're going to be really fun to watch.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking monster, bro.
Dog, him and Chet on the floor together, bro, going to be OC, dog. So I'm excited to see OKC play, but I'm going, as a sleeper, I'm going with Chet.
Yeah.
Of course, Wimby.
Yep.
He, everybody is saying Wimby already type deal. They damn near got the trophy already made with his name on it. Damn near.
I'm just so torn on Wimby because I feel like he's just got to do like what Giannis did. He just needs a year or two just to kind of build his little. I mean, granted, it's gonna be tough when you're like 7'5".
Yeah. He in the right place, San Antonio. They be eating out there, dog. Yeah. So he in the right place.
I mean, you saw rookie Kawhi compared to when he left, bro. He was yoked.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say my sleeper as rookie is gonna be Chet. If we're talking regular players, man, there's so many. If I had to really give who my breakout player is this year, I'm going to say this year, I'm cited out. I'm excited. I'm happy he's here. I'm going to say Dame going to do his thing, man. I'm going to say Dame going to will us through, man. Yeah. So I'm going to say my breakout player this year, who going to get his, you know what I'm saying, finally get his props, hopefully get his ring. I'm going to say Dame.
I feel like Dame.
Chet and Dame for me.
Chet and Dame. I feel like Dame's gonna have a crazy year. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I feel like Jordan Poole gonna have a one for the books this year. Dog.
He gonna,
Jordan Poole about to go crazy.
Most approved for sure.
And it, listen, it may not even result in wins, but it's going to result in high productivity.
He gonna have Russell Westbrook in OKC type numbers.
Yeah.
I feel like he gonna make niggas mad over there. They're like, bro, he is not passing.
Yeah, right.
Like, he really not gonna pass that motherfucker, is he?
Because, I mean, even the stuff that he's saying, he's like, bro, I got that ring. Like, I'm good, man. He's like, look, I feel like,
ooh,
shit.
Let's go.
I mean, we already know.
Who's that? Who just did that?
Zero.
Yeah.
But yeah,
no,
I say
right on time. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's worth. Quit hating. Six or ass nigga.
You can't touch. Hey, listen here. By the
keep
rules.
It to yourself.
By the rules.
But pull. I would say I agree with 100% on Chet. I think he's that year off that he had to recover. I feel like, and he's just going to be the most ready. I feel like. Plus, OKC is going to be SGA and then him. Yeah. So he's going to have that number two option.
And I know it was just only game one, but like, bro, the fact that Wimby didn't get that none touches in those last four plays, and it was like, it was weird. It seemed like they froze him out, and I'm like, bro, y'all can't be salty already.
Did you see the stat line, the comparison? He had the same exact stat line Tim Duncan had his first game.
And that's
wild, bro.
This is helping the NBA
of course.
Storybook storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, he had the same stat line Tim Duncan had his first game. It's like, bro, come on.
No, seriously? I mean, I would say my rookie breakout would be Chet for sure. I feel it. But I think with this James Harden situation going on, my breakout player is going to be Maxey.
That's a solid one.
He was cold last year. James Harden was
very
taking a lot
player,
of his
very
shot.
Good player. Yeah.
And I fuck with James Harden
gone.
Not being there. Yeah. They're going to have a second option. I think he's going to have a nice little year.
He's going to definitely get his shots this year.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you
him
said
and, him and Edwards. Edwards,
Anthony. Yeah. Oh, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I look at it, he already had his breakout.
I
would have called it his breakout.
I think this is his superstardom year.
He hit the next level.
Last year, everybody was like, okay, Edwards, we know you can fly. You can get yours.
Yeah.
This year, he's going to be like, okay, you
top.
Yeah,
the next
level.
Superstar.
Yeah.
He's a star. He's going to step into the next level. Okay, I'm with you.
But like I said, I mean, Wimby is for sure a rookie, but if I'm talking to just in general, I'm watching Poole. I'm watching Poole.
That's cool.
I want to see what he's going to do. So last topic on the NBA, ran Ice Cube in the news right now. The NBA is being investigated by the Big Three for blocking, for just kind of pretty much hating on the Big Three, man. How you feel about that?
I feel like it's been happening. I remember watching interviews with Ice Cube talking about it, how they were kind of like trying to veer players off from joining and stop players from coaching and stuff like that. And I ain't gonna lie, like, it took me a while to really get into the Big Three. Like, I watched the games on TV before. They were like, cool. It was nothing like I'm rushing home for it type shit. I watched a couple games on CBS when they had that contract. But I didn't really get really involved and into it until I went to an event. I went to an event, and I literally, the whole time I was there, I was like, hey, this shit I ain't.
It's cracking.
Like, it was times, like, I just, like, was saying it out loud, and she's like, hey, this shit I ain't.
Self-realization.
I
didn't get a chance to go to it when they were here, but my brother ended up going. It's probably the same one you went to.
He was saying the same shit.
He was like, he went to high school with Mike Taylor, so he wanted to go see him play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, bro, this shit is cracking.
Bro,
like,
it's good.
I know it, bro.
It's good basketball.
I watch a couple of them. Like I said, when Jamal Crawford was going crazy.
Joe Johnson,
it's good basketball.
I mean,
bro,
Joe Johnson playing the Big Three, getting buckets, was the reason why he got an NBA contract.
He came back.
After
that's
that.
That's my thing with, like, it's good basketball. It's entertaining. They have other things, like, you know, they have like 5-point shots and shit like that. They have shit where, you know what I'm saying, it kind of keep you entertained.
Yeah.
I like that, but then I'm also kind of biased because I got to see Ice Cube perform today. It's a good day too. You know what I'm saying? So I might be gassing it a little bit, but I feel like it's worth it, bro. So watching the interviews and seeing what Ice Cube was saying and seeing that, you know, they were losing sponsorships like for no reason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm still like, I didn't get a chance to look into all of it. So like what's going on with it? Is it just,
well, they're saying like the NBA kind of goes behind, he had some sponsors like in the pocket, like ready to you know what I'm saying, put a bag in his hands to help kind of, you know, strengthen the situation. And the NBA is kind of going behind him like, well, if y'all partner up with him, y'all can't do nothing with us, or we're not gonna allow y'all to do this, or you know, undercutting them type deal. Like, oh, yeah. why do business with Big Three when you can do business with the NBA? Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like stuff like that. So they can get investigated for it. So a couple companies, from what I'm hearing, are willing to show proof.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's all Ice Cube really wanted was, from what I'm hearing, from what he's saying, he didn't did meetings with the NBA. And he's just like, man, partner up.
But, you know, Ice Cube, what he's been doing with the Big Three has been really showcasing a lot. Because even with the ESPN contract and shit, there's that, like, they got that slapping league that's getting the big contract, but Big Three can't get anything. Yeah. And then they had, if I'm not mistaken, the fucking phone booth, the car shit.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was on there. And he's like, bro, y'all doing all these novelty-ass sports, but I got a legit sport with legit players and going crazy, and y'all don't want to show us no love. Yeah. Hey, Bucks is cooking right now.
Yes.
55-37.
Was that Bochum?
Yeah, man, the young boy. Bro, Another breakout. This is gonna be his year.
I'm glad he didn't get moved with the Dame trade.
Nah, he's the Bucks project.
Yeah.
They ain't let him go just yet. Yeah. He's the project. So.
But it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, like why are y'all hating on this? Because this right again, obviously also this can be another resource, kind of like a D-League type of situation where you see somebody cooking, you're like, yo, okay, they still got a little bit left in them.
Or think about it this way, like, you know. You have this situation where the G League seems like it's more for the younger players. Mm-hmm. The Big Three could be for the older players.
I was going to say, it gives an opportunity for players that we all grew up watching.
Yeah.
Like going out and getting to see Mike Bibby, facts. Jason Williams.
People that still
like,
got it in
and they
them,
still
bro.
Got a little bit. Granted, they're not going to go out there and play in NBA.
Bro, you could do two-way for the older players. Like, shit, let's be honest. Like, UD would have had a two-way with the Big Three and then the Heat.
But everybody keep on saying, like, even the NBA players, like, Isaiah Thomas still got it in him. Nobody giving him a shot. Big Three, if it was still profitable and still at high level, which it is, and the talent is there, but if they had that support, that's something that the NBA can still invest in and be like, you know what? Yeah, you know, he may not be on the Los Angeles Lakers, but now we got this other league
he has a two-way contract with the LA Big Three team in the Lakers. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy that like I said. So, like, I mean, as I'm rooting for Cube. Like, bro, I want Cube to win on this. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, I want to see that flourish, man.
Definitely.
All right, well, we'll cap that up on the NBA. I want to get into the NFL, man. So we got the MVP race going on. Let's start off with that, man. Mm. Who are y'all picking?
I'm going to let Jake go first.
Oh, shit. It's probably CMC right now.
Yep, McCaffrey, yeah.
It's probably Christian McCaffrey right now.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's not a quarterback.
Facts. My pick is a QB.
The last one that wasn't a quarterback was Adrian Peterson, AP? I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, AP in 2012, after the year after he tore his ACL.
Okay. 2012.
That's why they call it the quarterback award. They only call it MVP no more.
They damn near only. You got to be an amazing fucking player to win MVP outside of a quarterback winning.
Whatever.
Yeah. Say right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. MVP. I mean, it's Jake.
I try. Did is good for fact checking me, bro. He's definitely especially me.
But it's a lot of players in the running this year that's not quarterbacks this year though. It's from what I'm hearing.
I mean, bro, CMC, fucking Myles Garrett in the running, bro.
Myles Garrett, then also the Cheetah.
Oh, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he in there.
Bro, did you see the stat that him and AJ Brown are out yardaging the Titans' whole entire team?
It's like AJ Brown
has 850 some receiving yards and the Titans only have 800.
Lights
yet.
Out, getting busy.
Do you think that being that it turned to the quarterback award for the most part, like, if it goes to somebody that's not a quarterback, how big of an impact is that?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
But I think so.
I feel like the NFL has been kind of going toward the newer kind of look as far as, like, the certain players that are stars and what's looked at. Like, I mean, even though he got a little help, like, you see what's going on with Kelsey. Like, he boosted. He won't fuck around to be in the running for MVP and shit just because he got Taylor Swift standing next
bro,
to him
fact,
and shit.
The fact that that during the game they're giving stat lines of how he performed before Taylor Swift.
Yeah, listen to their show,
this
bro.
Is crazy.
They don't even bring it up no more. They don't even, they brought the stat that ESPN put up and they just make fun of it now.
That was so crazy when I saw that, and then the fact that, like, even the little score
the
header,
graphic,
the graphic. I'm like, why is
it was like he's averaging 130. 140 yards.
Bro, ESPN. If the Chiefs play Thursday night, ESPN will announce Monday that
she gonna be there.
Taylor Swift is gonna be there. Like, that's bro, wild. I do not give a fuck.
So why? I want to break this. Why did this change so much? Because this is not the first time celebrities been at NFL games.
Because it's
being pushed. It's money behind that relationship, bro. I don't even think it's real, to be honest. It's money behind that.
Because like,
bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like the NBA has the clear platform on how to do it. Like, you show them real quick. You know, maybe a little commercial break. Who's here? But it's like, that's not, you're not cutting to them every fucking commercial break.
They got
Tay-Tay
cam.
It's Taylor Swift, bro. That's all.
They got Tay-Tay cam.
That's the only like thing you can really say about it. It's just Taylor Swift.
They got
one of the top recording artists of all time. Going to these games and shit. That's pretty much all it breaks down.
My MVP pick, though, I'm going to go, my dark horse is Tua. I'm going to say Tua because he went through so much last season. You know what I'm saying? If he could stay healthy and stay
balling the fuck out,
getting a concussion, I'm going to say Tua. Tua for MVP.
That's what I'm gonna go with. I mean, CMC's probably the favorite right now, but I know I just saw my dark horse pick if this dude keeps going, because he's on some like NFL record breaking shit, is Lamar Jackson.
Oh yeah. I was just about to say it.
Yeah. Huh? So what? CMC is not the favorite. There are no
quarterbacks in the top five for betting odds. Really?
For betting odds, for real?
There's no non-quarterback. Well, it's only QBs. Board.
So what's the five QBs?
It's probably
Is it
Josh Allen?
Mahomes.
Josh Allen ain't?
Nah, he's tied.
Okay.
It's probably Tua, Lamar, Purdy. Mahomes.
Purdy in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. That don't sound off, though.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
Don't sound off.
Except for Purdy, who's shit the bed the last 2 weeks.
I don't think
these odds
are
No,
they may not be updated.
It probably was...
Prior to last week.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the shakeup. So like, if we can get somebody that's not a quarterback, I'd be okay with that. I'd be happy with that. Just to shake it up. Like I said, I like to see the difference. But you know, obviously, you know what I'm saying, we from the city of the cheese, man.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Hometown Packers.
Yeah.
And I know that you wanted to talk about Jake. Yeah. Like what's going on? How do we fix our Packers, man?
We need to get healthy, bro. That's all it comes down to.
We need to get healthy.
I mean,
that's one.
It's health. We are easily the youngest team in the league, and it shows.
Facts.
I get so pissed off. I've never seen a team's entire game plan switch from one half to another. Like every game, the first half of the season, we look like the worst offense in the history of the NFL. And then the second half, they come out and they're just doing shit and it's working. It's like, bro, what are we doing? We outgained our entire first half in like the first 7 minutes of the third quarter.
Yeah.
It was like, bro, what are we doing?
For real.
So is that health or is that the coaching?
I think our first 25-30 scripted plays are just trash.
Yeah. I think Jake was saying, like, it's like really the youth, man. Like I feel, and I'm one of those people who be on our team ass. Like let's be honest, pause. But they really gotta get time, bro. We have a really young team. We got to embrace the rebuild. That's another thing, too. I see a lot of people throwing everything out the window.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I prepared myself for what's going on right now. Yeah. I was prepared to lose this year. I ain't even going to lie to you.
And I would say, because me and my brother, he's been in my ear all... Because I was like, bro, I was pissed last Sunday, bro. We're playing the worst defense in the league. Worst pass defense, worst run defense in the league. We can't move the ball. We can't get a fucking first down.
Man,
I was pissed, bro.
He was
sitting there trying to like, just... He was like, bro, just calm down. You knew we were getting into this and all this madness.
And as Packer fans, I feel like a lot of us, we really are spoiled, bro. We come from two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
And I was just about to say the same thing.
Like, bro, we... Man, listen.
I've been getting told I've been a spoiled Packer fan. I was born in 1991. We got Brett Favre in
92. Yeah, bro.
My whole life, we've been spoiled.
We've been straight. And that's the thing. Like, right now, we in a situation where we at the rebuild. We have to embrace this so we can keep our sanity as Packer fans, bro. Yeah. Like, we got to embrace this rebuild and pray.
Losing Bakhtiari hurt probably more than anybody realized. Aaron Jones not playing up until last week hurt.
Yeah.
Watson has still been dealing with his hamstrings. Stokes is now back on IR. Jair's been hit or miss every other week.
Yep.
Campbell got that concussion. Quay has been battling. We just stay hurt.
And it's been crazy because, like I said, a lot of Packer fans I've been having conversations with just more people, and I'm saying like, same thing.
Yeah.
We got to start this rebuild.
Yeah.
And people are just like, oh yeah, we are. It's like people forgetting. Like, yo, we are in a rebuild phase. Like you still got these green and gold glasses on, thinking that we high life, and it's like, nah, bro.
Nah.
Like this is when I realized. I said, bro, And this is what this is. The, you know, all right. Everybody know. I like I said, I'm a Packer. I'm a Packer fan, but I'm also a Cowboys fan. Oh my right?
God. Like, listen, come on. But we agreed to do this show with these guys.
I grew up during their golden age, right?
This guy.
But this is where I realized,
and they ain't had one since.
I know. But that's the thing. This is where I realized. I said, bro, the
you
Packers.
You had the starter jacket, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. I was like talking about the Packers in their last championship. It's like we sounded like Cowboy fans.
Yeah,
and I said,
we
this
do.
Is crazy.
We do.
Yeah. I said, this is when I realized, like, yo. Yep. Something got to change.
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit got to change. Yeah. Like,
it's the biggest realization that you have to have as a Packer fan is we've had back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks and only, what, 3 Super Bowl appearances in 32 years?
Yeah.
Like,
but even with that, like, you got to damn near understand and also be appreciative of that. Like, it's teams that's been frozen out for decades. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, who ain't sniffed a Super Bowl.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Even though, don't get
me
wrong.
There's never even played in one. Yeah.
Facts. Even though, don't get me wrong, us having those 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks and only having that many appearances and that many wins, it do hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, dog, you got to be thankful for what the fuck you
do. Yeah, bro. No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? In the run that we have had, don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people kind of like was mad about Aaron Rodgers, bro. Honestly, on some real shit, I was happy to see Aaron Rodgers go, bro.
Yeah.
It was time, bro.
It was time.
He was holding the team hostage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not
gonna let us be able to live.
That game versus the Raiders, I text my brother. I said, I miss Aaron Rodgers, bro. I said, bro, he was throwing the ball right to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. It was time, though, bro.
Yeah, no,
it
definitely was.
It was time.
Definitely time. So we're in week 8 of the NFL season.
Yes.
He is back. Okay.
That'll help Miami's defense quite a bit.
Yes. Definitely.
So let's talk predictions, man. Where are you guys leaning towards right now?
I'm looking for, as far as if we talking, you want to say like the Super Bowl, who we got winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, let's talk about
if
that.
If I had to guess right now, I'm gonna say my pick for Super Bowl winning. I'm gonna go with San Francisco.
Ooh,
I feel like they have the best defense. You know what I'm saying? To me, they look the best to me. Offense, I feel like as far as like evenly. Well-rounded team, if we're talking like that. If Debo is good, CMC good, Purdy can be decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All he got to do is be decent. He ain't got to be great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is he has the same team with slightly better options as Garoppolo had.
Yeah, true.
So if he could be decent, they're going to fucking ring.
Dame Lillard is unfucking real, dog.
Yeah, of course.
Damn time, bro.
It's so much fun watching him shoot.
You said what? That's what I said. So, they can stay healthy.
That's a big
hit. You can say that about any team in the NFL right now.
Who do you see them playing in the Super Bowl?
I'm gonna mat myself out of shit. I'm saying, what, the Dolphins?
Dolphins?
That would be my Super Bowl. Okay. My Super Bowl would be San Francisco versus the Dolphins. I would love to see that.
Where you at?
I feel like it's gonna be a high scoring motherfucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to see.
I'm going Philly, Miami.
Philly, Miami.
I think Miami figured out a way to I think it's gonna come down to Miami and Kansas City, and I feel like Mahomes is down, is due to drop one at least.
Yeah,
it happened to Brady a bunch. It happens to the best.
Yeah,
like but I wouldn't be shocked if it's a rematch of the Super Bowl.
I was just about to say, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm taking Philly all the way though.
Okay,
take Philly all the way.
You said Philly, Miami.
I'm going Philly, Miami. I'm taking Philly.
I'm going to repeat. I'm thinking it's
going to Kansas City, Philly.
Yeah,
that was going to be my. And as soon as you said Miami, I'm like, bro, Miami
I'm not counting Miami out. It's just Miami has been fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? So, but I am taking. Like right now, if I had to put money down right now, I'm going repeat.
Yeah, which shit.
And
when's the last time you had a repeat Super Bowl between 2 teams? I don't even know when the last time that's if it's happened. I mean,
Cowboys Bills.
Ah, it makes sense. The '90s. That makes sense. Yeah, that would cause they were Bills
like
with the 4 straight and the Cowboys
had
the 2
with
straight.
Somebody? I don't know why.
No, Patriots always played against somebody else. They played the Giants and they played the Seahawks.
Last repeat Super Bowl. Damn. I don't know. I feel like it was another team who did a repeat who played the same team.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good. Cause like, yeah,
or maybe I'm thinking about playoff games. I might be thinking about some damn playoff games or something.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you always ran into like, oh shit, every time I think about playoff games, I think about Colts and Patriots.
Yeah.
Every year they fucking met.
Yeah. That might be what I'm thinking.
But like,
Cowboys Bills.
Yeah, they did 92-93.
Like
yeah. Back to back. Okay. Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
so, that just goes to show how rare that shit is. But I mean, I would not be shocked if that's the outcome.
It could definitely happen. But I really feel I got Kansas City shit in the bed this year. I feel like the glitz and glamour is too much turn shit going on. I really feel like
they're
Taylor
starting
Swift,
to find their offense though. It's
that's
crazy.
True, but I really feel like her presence is gonna fuck shit up eventually. I feel like I really feel like they're gonna shit the bed soon. Like on some real shit. Like I don't know what I don't know how it's gonna happen.
The craziest
but I feel
part
like something's
about,
gonna happen.
The craziest part about KC is their defense is legit.
Oh, they always got a good defense though.
But like Andy some Reed, years, he built some the fuck years out of it's just defense. Here and there. But like they got like a top five legit defense this year.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
crazy,
and they always do though.
That's,
they
the,
always
that's
do.
The thing with Philly is like Philly just added Kevin Byard from the yep. The safety from
yeah.
the Titans.
Yeah. yeah,
like league leader in interceptions 2 years ago. Like yeah. he'll fit in there perfect. Like yeah. it's crazy. And like that's the wild part is like how do these motherfuckers teams just get these. They just end up getting the best players from other teams right. every time. It's like the 49ers, the Patriots used to do that shit.
That's some you got to give it up to the scouts. Yeah, they know that's somebody that's watching somebody's close. Job watching close and figuring yeah. out.
Yep.
You
like know Miami, what I'm saying? All of a sudden Miami went from a rebuild to getting Jalen Ramsey to a fucking Tyreek Hill.
So,
drafting Waddle. Dude, like,
we got to put pressure on our scouts. Like, look, we rebuilding. Like, nigga, hey, who you going to get?
The toughest part is, bro. Real, I said, that's they don't the, do free that's agency. The only problem with Packers, bro. They just
they don't, do
don't
free
nobody want to come up to Green Bay. Dog.
They don't play around in a free agency.
Nah, they definitely don't. So, I mean, staying in the football realm, but just jumping down, Colorado, man. How?
Oh, is man.
That, we got it on the docket. It's, yeah. Is the hype around Colorado? Is it gone?
Q, the thrill is gone.
Is the thrill is gone?
Yeah.
But with that being said, I feel like he got so many players in the portal. Like he said, right now is the time to bust their ass.
Deion, yeah.
Next year gonna be the year. Mm.
I think
this year, no, it's think, oh, it's gone this year. It's gone this year. After you done got your ass handed to you, like on the big stage, it's gone.
Bro, then have they it's lost? Gone. They lost what 3 straight?
Because they ain't gonna be in no bowls. They're not gonna be in no bowls.
They still have a chance. They got
the last game they lost. They said
you
got to
get the
no
you got
to
get the 6 wins.
Okay.
You got to get the 6.
Four. They got 4. They got to get to 6 wins.
Yeah.
Would you like to place a wager?
Uh oh.
We'll talk.
I mean, I don't even know who they got left. I think do they still have to play? No, they just lost. They lost to Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I'm saying. They losing to all the teams.
They got their ass
they're supposed to
Oregon.
Be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing, though.
Utah is the best team in the Pac-10.
Shit, man.
Utah is the best team in the Pac-10.
Listen to me. This is a Deion Sanders. Listen to
nah.
me.
Bro, hey.
I know.
Hey, bro.
I know.
Hey.
I know.
Hey. Hey, low-key, I will say it was mad disrespectful to the rest of the nation, them getting top 25 after that TCU win. Because they was...
Listen, when I say teams they are supposed to be, bro, I'm going off of how they ranked and how they looked at.
Bro, people wanted
that's
them to play
they
like
say,
Michigan
that's why the
and Georgia
is gone,
and shit.
Bro, because they supposed to be stacked. They supposed to be such the best team in fucking NFL.
Bro,
not
Marvin
NFL,
Harrison
but college
Jr.
football.
Would go fucking crazy on Colorado,
yeah, no,
bro.
No, I definitely would.
The people who watch college football, they knew. Because y'all know niggas got into college football, and y'all thought... Oh, the media is telling us no. Niggas who watch college football knew that this year was they gonna get to a bowl.
Yeah.
Next year is the year you care about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I called that shit
right
away.
Media,
yeah.
They think the thrill is gone because they don't know shit.
Man.
Niggas
nah.
who watch, they know.
Hey
yeah.
man, the thrill is gone, nigga.
The thrill is gone.
After seeing what I seen, the couple games that I watched, the thrill is gone.
That's the thing, because you watched a couple games, nigga.
No, I watched a couple Colorado games. Let's be clear. I'm talking about Colorado. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I watched the Colorado games.
No,
that
I would say,
show me something.
I would
you
say,
know what I
would
seen?
Say the bloom is
they ain't
like,
ready.
The bloom is definitely
they not
like,
ready.
Is
that's what I'm
going
saying.
Away.
I'm saying the thrill is gone is they ain't ready. They ain't finna raise no trophies this year, nigga. Am I wrong?
Niggas didn't think.
Am I wrong?
Niggas didn't think.
No, you didn't think that.
A lot of niggas didn't think that. Just because you let one nigga in the media hype you up.
What? First of all, you know I'm against the media, man. I'm talking about me right now. This is me. And what I'm seeing. No,
as he's
no
in the
I
media.
Didn't.
No, we knew media. No,
I'm
media.
Literally saying that. Show me something. Show me something. The team's like, you're saying, your place that's the big shit.
Talking about
Deion went there last year. What you talking
but
about?
That's the thing.
This is a whole new team. He gutted the team.
He didn't gut it enough. Niggas, you don't.
Yeah, because the portal. That's a, hey, listen. He's just. Yeah, right, nigga. You Deion got him in the portal, nigga. He got him in the portal. Next year, they're going to be ready. Next year, they're going to be ready.
Next year, they'll be ready.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
The niggas who don't pay attention.
Okay, so we're saying different things. Because I'm saying the thrill is gone this year.
But that wasn't what I said.
I know. I'm not arguing with you. I never argue with you. You bring it up saying, nigga, oh, nigga, you watch this year. You going to believe this. You going to believe. No, nigga, I'm literally saying this year. It's done. It's done, though.
You came back. What you mean?
Oh, yeah, because what you said, like, then you kind of get aggressive and shit. Like, y'all niggas watch college football. I watch college football. the niggas who we talk about right now, it's done. They done. Shit. And I fuck with Deion, and I love Deion. Yeah. But nah, this ain't the year. And how they was talking, I'm going by Prime. This is Prime conversation. Prime. This is what he's saying. He was saying beginning of this year, oh, y'all better watch out. You know how he be talking, like the fucking Rock. Like, yo, this is the year. This is what we finna do. What we getting to do. God damn it. Whamma jamma. You know how fucking Deion be talking? He said all that good shit that hype us up, and I was here for it too. Like, yeah, kill these niggas. But when it was time to show up, they shit the bed, man. That's all I'm saying. Let's
I will
again.
Say.
This year, the thriller's gone. Bro.
I will
I'm
say.
Not looking
that,
at.
He built off a one-win team from last year in a year to go for to at least quadruple their wins.
Yeah. Facts. That ain't bad, though. That's not bad. I'm not saying that's bad.
I will say I lost
but
all
what
faith.
I am saying...
Oh, shit.
He just showed
no, I didn't I didn't say they didn't show me shit. What I'm saying is show me something. You gotta beat at least one of those teams, bro, that means something, bro. Like he was saying, they jumped in the rankings off of beating TSU, right?
TCU.
That ain't shit.
And TCU was gutted.
That's not showing me that.
They
though.
Were the best. They were the college football runner up last year.
They were runner up last year. So at the time, at niggas
the,
was
like, "Yeah, it was."
Yo. We need the office cam. No, bro. No.
All right.
No.
I'll give you that.
They shit the bed, bro, and it's fine too, though, because like they're not ready. It's gonna be next year. That's gonna be the year. This year just wasn't the year. This wasn't the year.
I still think they're going to a bowl.
I think they're going to the bowl, and we can do that bet. They ain't going to a bowl.
Right, well, speaking of bets, man, I want to talk fantasy sports. I mean, are you doing fantasy football this year?
I'm in like 90 fantasy football.
You doing any?
I'm in three leagues.
I'm doing fantasy basketball this year.
That's one thing I never really.
How's your fantasy football leagues looking right now?
I have two of them that I'm doing really good in. I have one that I'm like trashing. No, I have two that I'm trashing. My teams is I got 2-6-1 teams, I think.
Okay.
I got 2-6-1 teams. I got 1-3-4 or maybe 2-4. I got 1-3-4 team. I got 4 wins, 2 losses. I'm like all over the place.
Okay.
But I'm going to win some money this year, I think. Last year I was bad, bro. Last year, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was bad. One of the teams I got that I thought was gonna be pretty good, I had Richardson starting for me. No, he out now.
Yeah.
So that kind of fucked me up a little bit. I had to go. I grabbed Kirk Cousins.
He did well.
Last week.
He's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Richardson done. He done. Never
mind. He had shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
So maybe let's do that. Let's let the people see your best one, your best roster. Send me a screenshot. We'll put it up here, and then we'll also put it on the social media so that way we can check it out. What about you, Jake, man? How's your fantasy
bro,
looking?
I'm middle of the road on everything. I got a losing record in all my leagues.
Where did you go wrong?
No, bro, you know what? My team is rising up every week, though, bro. Okay. Like, Lamar Jackson's starting to figure it out. Bro, the first 2 weeks of the year, Jordan Love outscored Lamar Jackson in fantasy. Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because I had Love on my bench. And I'm like, bro, there's no way I'm sitting Lamar. I took Love as a bet because my homies told me I wouldn't. I'm like, bro, watch this. So I did, and he went the fuck off the first 2 weeks compared to Lamar. All
right.
But I mean, I've been hitting. I put Kelsey in the one that I got. He's been hitting for me. I think I got Lamar in every one except for one. I got Trevor Lawrence, so he's been hitting. I took Calvin Ridley in damn near all of them. I got James Cook from the Bills in all of them. Like, some of the dudes, they just not hitting the way I thought they would.
Was you able to stick to your strategy? So for me, I'm in a money NBA fantasy league, and I'm in a one for fun.
Yeah,
both of them. I was late picked and the free one that we did end up getting first round. I ended up getting fucking ninth. So they ran the randomizer 3 times. I was ninth. Then they ran it the second time. I was 7. Then they ran it the third time. They put me back at ninth. I said, they don't want me to win.
I think that's my issue with my fantasy is I didn't have a good pick at all this year. Like I was middle in the pack in every single league.
So I'm gonna go over. So my money league. Like I said, this is my money league. I got. Let's go. All right. So I got Trey Jones. I got Malik Beasley. I got Ja Morant. I got Kevin Durant. Oh yeah, I rolled the dice on Ja Morant. I got Kevin Durant. I got Jimmy. I got Oubre. I got Vucevic. I got Lopez. I do got the Bron stopper. You know what I'm saying? DB.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I got CP. I got CP3. I got Hardaway Jr. I got Barrett. And then I got Looney. You know what I'm saying?
That's a decent squad.
It's a decent squad. It was nope. The only person that I planned on getting was Kevin Durant. Everybody else was just like, all right, I got to get who's available on there, right? Right now, I'm at the point where I'm just seeing how my teams go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to see how my teams go. We're going to see how it is and everything like that. But that's what I want to do. Yeah, let's throw up our rosters.
My best lineup, like I said, is the one that's coming up because I put Cooper Kupp up as a stash. Okay. And now he's coming back. I got Trevor Lawrence, Aaron Jones, which, come on, Aaron, bro. Do something, dog. All right,
well, let's wrap this up with what do you think the Bucks is going to do this year? Okay. What is your predictions for the Bucks?
Okay, I'm going to give my super fan prediction. Like me, I'm fan the fuck out. Let's be clear here.
Yeah.
We all Bucks fans.
Yeah.
We rolling with the squad. I'm fan the fuck out. So what I'm going to say is we taking the ring home. That's mm-hmm. the big fan, big deers, big brooms, wide dustpan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get it, everybody. We sweeping everybody. Can get it.
Big brooms, wide dustpan.
I'm going to ride with that. That's my super fan pick. Of course, the Bucks. I'm going to ride with the whole team. Now, me stepping back, really looking at the whole out, you know what I'm saying? The whole outline of the league, looking at all the teams, watching everybody, seeing everybody. To be honest, I feel like Denver lost a lot. But when they ain't lose a lot, they lost a couple of key players that I feel like will mean a lot.
They definitely kept their core.
In the end, but again, they got the same core. So I feel like Denver might be able to get back.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State, Chris Paul, he's older. But let's be honest, bro. Chris Paul being in Golden State is crazy.
Bro, that backcourt is
crazy. It's crazy. If he can stay healthy or they rest him for the right games, only give him certain minutes, they can restrict him the right way, have him playoff ready, it might be a little something. Golden State might be in that conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to kind of not see them as, you know what I'm saying, being something. Boston. I watched that Boston game.
Hey.
I'm not going to lie.
Bro.
My boy, Porzi. Porzi looking like he ready, he trying to do something this year. So I mean, you add in Porzingis, and then my boy Drew, man.
Bro, I shed a tear a little bit last night.
It's hard seeing Drew and that Kelly Green, dog. It's hard.
It is.
Boston look good, man. No. So let's be honest.
So you got it coming down to Bucks, Celtics, Denver, Warriors.
That's what I'm gonna say. They're my four. Out west, I'm gonna say Golden State, Denver. Out east, I'm gonna say Boston and the Bucks.
Right.
Bro. If Phoenix don't make it out the West, that the league is gonna be so mad. KD's gonna want out. Everything's gonna be wild.
I have a take.
I got a take as well.
KD left Brooklyn to recreate Brooklyn and Phoenix.
I got a take. KD ain't gonna see another championship his whole career.
That ain't far off though. I think a lot of people will agree with you on that because I agree.
He ain't having it again. It's over.
I would probably agree with your top four. That Boston team is so net. Bro, do they have the best four in the league?
They do, but I feel like also a lot of people are like, of course, all of a sudden, Drew Holiday is one of the top five point guards in the fucking league. Oh, my God.
But I don't know when that happens.
We had Drew this whole time, and he was not getting this much love.
I was praising Drew Holiday the minute we got him.
Nobody agreed. Bro, we was yelling.
But it was funny watching. It's funny seeing people like on this bandwagon for Drew Holiday. I get it, though. He's a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with y'all, but we agree for different reasons. Y'all sucking dick. We not. So I feel like watching that Boston team, what I did realize and what I did see is that they going to really miss Marcus Smart a lot.
Yes, they are.
That flopping culture that he brought to Boston is going to – I don't know who going to take it up. I don't know if Ugly Dude with the funny shaped head. I forgot his name. I don't know if Dog going to do it. If Dog going to be the one to take it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Marcus Smart is going to be missed in Boston.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Every team's got to have that dog, dude.
He going to be missed. And I feel like the kind of player that Drew Holiday is, he'll make up for some of it, but it's a certain kind of style of play that Marcus Smart brought to Boston that it's not going to be there this year. You know what I'm saying? So
you know that first Bucks Celtics game will be fucking.
Oh, it's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be lit. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, before we get out, we just got to talk about this, bro. It's been what they say 6 years since they last played against each other, Bron and KD.
Oh, for real?
Damn.
Yeah. I know it's been that
long. Damn, I didn't know that either,
bro. They last time they played against each other, like I said, KD was on the Warriors.
Mm.
That's wild. I guess KD and LeBron both do be either doing minute restriction shit or been hurt.
Injuries and hurts, but yeah. So
they're missing each other.
Tonight, man, is going to be that's going to be a interesting game. That's wild. Yeah. Here's what we need y'all to do. Listen here. This is the first episode of Off the Clock Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Off the Clock Sports Podcast brought to you by the Believe Network and partner with Geekset Podcast. So, we are on all the social medias. Follow us, Off the Clock Pod, MKE, on Instagram and on Twitter. Make sure that you know what I'm saying, like those posts, man. Check us out. We're going to be dropping a lot of these, man. We're just getting started. We got, what is our prediction? What are we bringing to this sports media world? What are we going to be doing, y'all?
Shit, we bringing the real shit, man. Fact, just keeping the shit real. Fact, I mean, you see, fucking Streets ain't holding back. He argued with our producer.
No pun intended. We gonna bring all that good shit.
We gonna keep the shit real.
When players we like on bullshit, we gonna say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We not gonna hold no punches. We gonna keep it a buck. No pun intended. We gonna keep it real, man. And it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to talk shit.
Did you boom?
And just, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to see.
Our producer is your biggest engineer, dog.
We got to figure this out. I'm about to bring my own engineer and shit. I'm going to get my own soundboard.
You're going to be in there like,
yeah. I'm going to boo you, nigga.
But I'm going to figure an outro. We don't got an outro right now, but hey, thank y'all for rocking with us. And until next time, we are out. Peace.
Sir.